Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the commentary on the hadith of the five gifts given to this ummah in Ramadan. The second special favor is that the fish in the sea ask for forgiveness for the person who fasts. The purpose here is to explain the many living things, that many living things make dua for him. One hadith explains this further. When Allah Ta'ala loves a person, he says to Jibreel alayhi salam, "I love that person, so you also love him." Jibreel alayhi salam then also loves that person and announces in the first heaven that that person is loved by Allah Ta'ala. You all should also love him. Then all the creations of the heavens begin to love him. Then love for that person spreads all over the earth. Normally only those who are near to a person seem to love him. But here that love spreads all over. Even the animals in the jungle and the fish in the sea do the same. They all then make dua on his behalf. The third favor given to those who fast is that Jannah is decorated for him, for them. The hadith states that at the beginning of every year, Jannah begins to be decorated for Ramadan. We know that when an important person is expected to arrive, great care is taken in the preparation for his welcome. The fourth favor is that the evil shayateen, devils, are chained so evil is much less. One would have expected that because of the great desire for worship of Allah Ta'ala in the blessed month of Ramadan, the shayateen would try very hard to pull us away from the right path, so that much more evil would be committed. That is not the case. Instead, we see so much less evil. How many drunkards do we see who just because of the blessed month of Ramadan do not drink wine? How many other sinners we see giving up evil acts during the blessed month of Ramadan? You may wonder that when the shayateen are chained, how is it that we still see sins being committed, even though in lesser amounts? The reply is that all evil may not necessarily be caused by the evil shayateen. Having for 11 months lived in obedience to the wishes of shaitan, the doing of evil actions caused by them becomes a habit, and so evil is being done in Ramadan and also out of Ramadan. For this reason, we find those who normally commit sins continue to do some of it in Ramadan. Thus, even though the shayateen have been chained, the effect on us has become so strong that we follow their ways from our own side even in Ramadan. The author says, "My personal opinion is that not all the shayateen are chained, but only the most evil ones. All of us can see that in Ramadan, it does not require a great amount of effort and energy to perform a good act. Neither does it need a great amount of self-control and effort to avoid sin, as in other times. The fifth favor is that forgiveness is granted on the last night of Ramadan. Because of this great favor, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum thought that this night must be Laylatul Qadr. They knew the great blessings of that night and asked whether it meant Laylatul Qadr. The reply was that it was not. This is just a favor granted for having fasted the entire month of Ramadan." So, my dear brothers, we see from this hadith the various virtues in the month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need us. Allah is our benefactor. Allah is our sustainer. But yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His grace, so many bounties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come closer to Him. So it's up to us how we can make that effort in that direction. Yes, we insan, we weak, we may slip. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared this month of Ramadan for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the arrangements for us so that how we can become closer to Him. So we should make effort. Person who is Ramadan is correct, ulama explained that inshallah, that throughout the year, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him tawfiq to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One masala with regard to fasting, when it comes to a person whose gums bleed when he's fasting. So if the saliva is more than the amount of blood, or equal, the saliva and the blood are equal, then the fast, and if it goes down a person's throat, then the fast will break. If it's less than the amount of blood, the saliva is less than the blood, then the fast will not break. Likewise, when it comes to a person whose nose is bleeding, then if he can notice it comes in his throat, for example, then he spits it out, then he notices the same amount that the saliva and the blood is equal, and if that goes down his throat, then the person's fast will break. If it's less, then the fast will not break. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to understand.